Pentagon officials today acknowledged that the Defense Department has set up its own intelligence teams to be deployed with special operations forces in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other countries. The new intelligence teams will increase the Pentagon's involvement in human spying activities, activities that until now have traditionally been reserved mainly for the CIA. NPR's Tom Gelton joins us now. Tom, some reports over the last couple of days have portrayed these intelligence teams as amounting to a new Pentagon espionage arm that would give Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld new authority over clandestine operations abroad. What more can you tell us about this?
Well, Michelle, these teams are a mixture of new and old elements. What's new is the creation of the teams themselves, which are called strategic support teams. Their job will be to gather human intelligence, which means intelligence from people as opposed to satellites, electronic intercepts, and so forth. You gather human intelligence through interrogation, through debriefing, and through recruiting human sources. Now, the Defense Intelligence Agency has been doing this for years under what's called the Defense Human Service, so that's old. There's nothing new about what these teams will actually be doing. The new element is that these units will now, or are now, going out with special operations forces on counterterrorism missions. They will be going with them. One official told me that when one of these groups goes out on a counterterrorism mission, you'll grab your gun, you grab your radio, and you grab your human team to go with you.
Well, as you say, this is exactly what the Central Intelligence Agency does now. How will this differ from the CIA?
Well, in fact, many of these activities are exactly what the CIA does. One of the differences is that these teams will be going with special operations forces. The CIA acts independently. The fact that they will be doing similar activities in similar places means they have to work very hard not to come into conflict with each other. There's always a danger that, you know, two agencies can recruit the same source. They don't often like to talk about who they're talking to, who their sources are. So they have to be very careful that they coordinate these activities so that the CIA and the Defense Department know what each other is doing. Now, I've been told that this plan has been worked out all along with the CIA, with careful coordination, but it is a critical issue, especially in this time when the CIA and the Pentagon have been quarreling, as you know, over division of intelligence responsibilities. This is one more area of intelligence gathering that will require coordination if there's not to be conflict.
Will these Pentagon teams be engaged in any of the cloak and dagger covert operations that we've always associated with the CIA?
Definitions here are very important. Clandestine and covert are two different things. Clandestine means secret. Covert means an operation where you don't want anyone to find out who's doing it. In other words, that the United States is even involved in it. That has been always for the CIA. I've been told the idea with these teams is that they do not do covert operations. Covert operations will still be left exclusively to the CIA. However, this is not 100% settled. I was told there's still talk of some time down the road getting these teams into covert ops, but for the time being, they're not supposed to be doing any covert ops.
Where are these teams likely to be deployed?
They've already been deployed in three countries, I've been told: Afghanistan, Iraq, and interestingly enough, Bosnia. This has not been reported, but already these special teams have been on assignment in Bosnia, working closely with the CIA and with special operations forces. In Bosnia, the mission has been to go after Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic, the two Serb leaders who have been at large for such a long time, and this is one of the countries where these teams are already operating. In the future, they'll be operating as well in places like the Philippines, the Horn of Africa, Somalia, Yemen, other countries.
Now, what kind of authorization did the Pentagon need to establish these teams, and what kind of oversight will there be?
The Pentagon point of view is that they already have the authority to do this. No additional legislative changes, reforms are needed. Their view is that the fact that they had not been doing this before did not mean that they were not able to. So there won't be any change, or doesn't need to be any change from their point of view in that regard. Congress may want a voice in it. Anytime they read in the newspaper that something new is going on that they hadn't heard about, they like to ask some questions.
Just one last question. The yet-to-be-named National Intelligence Director, how will that person fit into this picture?
I asked that question today of an intelligence official, and he said, I have no idea. There's still a lot of things that need to be worked out.
A lot of elbows. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Gelton.